recording.
This is pretty much a fucked awards show, and I think it's over as far as everything that matters.
You like Slumdog?
I like Slumdog a lot.
Just won a big award.
It's a Golden Globe. It didn't win shit.
Just won a coveted GG.
A Golden Globe and a dollar will get you on the bus.
We can't quit yet, though, Cranford. Still got one more award to go, and then we can end it.
Of the show?
Yeah.
No, you missed nothing. Danny Boyle's great, though.
What do you think? He's looking like Mr. Orange?
Let's go over Danny Boyle's career. Shallow Grave.
Excellent.
Very good. Oh, there's that guy I hate.
Okay, and what else? Keep going.
Train Spotting.
Excellent.
Very good. Masterpiece. Classic film. Life Less Ordinary.
It's fair.
It's good.
Coen Brothers Wannabe.
It's pretty good. The Beach. Very good.
Not good. It's good. Not worthless. I enjoyed it.
Good.
It's okay.
Did he do Millions after that?
Millions was very good.
Is Millions right after that, or is it 28 Days Later right after that?
28 Days Later was before Millions.
So 28 Days Later, very good. Hey, the Sigourney approaches. Star of Wall-E.
Sunshine grew on me a little bit more, but it's not great.
Fuck Sunshine. And fuck you. The real one or the show? Why isn't she still in her panties in space? Why isn't she bald and inhabited by aliens anymore?
Talking about Winslet?
I think Psycho Kickboxer is still running on my machine.
I think that's the show actually giving you punches.
Guys, you know what she's doing? She's confused. She's actually presenting Spielberg with a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Steve, have you ever considered naming any future children Sigourney?
Yeah, only as a middle name. The first name's Warhammer.
Warhammer Sigourney Johnson.
Or I might name one of my kids Greystoke.
Sigourney is a strange name. Is there a short version of that name? Like,
Sigourn. Sigourn is the nickname. It's a yeah.
Siggy? What's a cute derivation of that name?
Actually, the weird thing is the short way to say Sigourney is Sigourney Weaver. That's what's really strange about it, is that you actually have to say Sigourney Weaver, and that's actually shorter than Sigourney. Sandra Bullock's still in business. Look at this. She'd like to thank Geppetto for crafting her.
She does look rather shiny.
Looks like Michael Jackson.
You said that before. Why does she look like Michael Jackson to you? Michael Jackson would wear that dress. Penelope Cruz has become quite a talent, hasn't she? Weren't the naysayers wrong when they thought Penelope Cruz was just crap?
I always thought she was pretty good.
You always thought she was cute. Come on. Let's face it.
I didn't see her movie this week.
I'm putting up your Michael Jackson reference up here.
Brendan Gleeson's great, and he's in the foreground. Colin Farrell winks.
They're gonna cut to Dinklage standing on a table clapping.
Fucking Dinklage. Are you trying to say he's short? He's actually holding the table up.
Dinklage is still taller than Dustin Hoffman.
Sandra Bullock's attempted a joke was it fell on deaf ears. The joke fell on deaf ears. Ladies and dummies, he's in the crowd, Marley Matlin.
Oh,
holy fuck off. Steve, can you please take back everything bad you said about
it? I don't make jokes about somebody's drug past.
I'm nothing but a well of happiness now.
I think he's fantastic.
You're the well of souls. He was the lead. He got to interact with a small.
He did.
He got to be involved in the death of a small. I want to listen to Colin. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me he's Catholic from Ireland? I would have never known. Holy shit. How did Barlow the Vampire show up at the awards? Yeah, playwright without a fucking toothbrush. He doesn't have... He's got noxious fucking phalanges. He's got a sailor... He does have a sailor's tooth. Fuck. Justin, can you eulogize Clive Colin Farrell?
Please. I'm very happy for his win. He also is... He always talks about his drinking past because he's over that hurdle. No longer drinks, supposedly. And so he'll always reference that. I don't know what he's on to next, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm very happy for his win, Steve.
I think he's fantastic, and his eyebrows are the best thing of him.
Okay. What? Nicholas.
Fucking Steve, I need to know what your thing is with eyebrows.
Well, if they're huge, they get on my nerves. All they do is take up his entire face.
You know what the purpose of...
He's got $1 million. Why can't he get this damn thing's tweezed and taken care of? Look at this. This Irish prick.
In some cultures, that's a sign of virility.
Yeah, that's me. That's what I'm known for.
Yes.
The Irish, right. They're a bunch of dirty dogs. That's all they are.
I'm not going to argue that.
Untrustworthy folk.
Do you know what the funk isn't an eyebrow's existence to protect shit from falling into your eyes? Is that their purpose? Is that what is the purpose? What is the purpose of an eyebrow in our lives? Is it to help with the expression?
Tom Farrell, by the way, sober, eyebrow still drunk.
Poor eyebrows. What he's got two earrings. Eye rings.
Yeah.
His eyebrows don't bother me at all.
The side of his head is itching him. You see that? He's very itchy.
It's the coke.
See, I don't know. Colin Farrell's probably better on drugs. Do you not agree?
I don't know. I think that's a tough hurdle to jump. So I'm happy for him.
So who do you think is going to win the next Golden Girl?